I've got joining me now on the line Annie Olson-Reiner. She's principal at Nashua Keewatin Elementary School. Annie, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely, Heidi.
Well, we're going to talk books, but first, are you at school right now?
Yes, ma'am. I am at school.
Okay. And how are things there this morning? What's going on?
I just finished our daily morning meeting with our staff, and we are using, I won't plug anybody, but we are using an online meeting format for that video conferencing. We check in every day at 8:30 and at 2:30 so that I can figure out what my staff needs, what we know, and share it out as fast as I know it.
Yeah. Well, good. How are
everybody's in good spirits this morning?
Yeah,
things are great. I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, things are terrible.
Right.
And there is a giant challenge here in front of us as public educators. People are incredibly positive, and they're doing some really impressive learning that they're going to be able to put into use right away with our families when we move to distance learning here in Minnesota on Monday, March 30th.
All right. Well, Annie, you were one of the first people to get a hold of me to say that you wanted to kind of help out as we continue to try to connect with our communities and provide a community broadcast. We talked about books and the possibility of reading books on the air, and that's something that you might be able to do for us. Where do you want to start this conversation with today?
Yeah, well, I think I have a poem that I can share here in a second, but I want to be able to share with families who are suddenly finding themselves thrust into the role of teacher in their households. And I have really been thinking about how to help our families feel empowered to be educators for their kids. And, we always at school say that parents are their children's first and best teachers. So I just want to empower all families and caregivers out there that they know what they're doing. You've taught them a million things. You've taught them how to eat and go to the bathroom, things like that. If you taught that, you can teach this too. It's okay.
That's great to hear. So tell us about what's the poem that you're going to share with us today?
Yeah, the poem is called Helping. And it is by Shel Silverstein. Shel Silverstein writes a lot of great poetry for adults and for children. And this is a poem that I shared with our families on Wednesday of this week, because every day our school has been doing Spartan News, which is normally student-run, but it's currently got all of the teachers and all of the roles. And so if people haven't checked it out and are looking for something fun, they can visit our website. But the poem that I have is by Shel Silverstein, and it is entitled Helping. Agatha Fry, she made a pie, and Christopher John helped bake it. Christopher John, he mowed the lawn, and Agatha Fry helped rake it. Now, Zachary Zug took out the rug, and Jennifer Joy helped shake it. Then Jennifer Joy, she made a toy, and Zachary Zug helped break it. And some kind of help is the kind of help that helping's all about, and some kind of help is the kind of help we all can do without.
Of course, reminding us of the Mr. Rogers phrase, too, that there are so many helpers out there, right?
Absolutely. Helpers are everywhere we look these days.
Well, Annie, let's stay connected to hear how things are going at your school and maybe do some book reading on the air. I really appreciate you reaching out, and we wish you the best today as you keep everybody's spirits up.
Thank you so much. We are in this together, and we're going to come out so much stronger on the other side, too.
Thanks, Annie. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Heidi. Take care.
You too.